Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Making Steel Wars is a new collaborative podcast between myself and MakingStarWars.net's Jason Ward, where we talk about the stories behind the stories and we go in-depth on the Star Wars news items of today and yesteryear. And here's a clip.
On the site, I'm more guarded than I really am. I'm more confident than my writing would lead you to believe, I think. I'm like, this could be a code name, but that's more of like my out because I'm pretty sure I'm right. But at the same time, I don't want to like triple down on it and say like, trust me, guys, because especially because things could like change. There's like reports from Rogue One that I never ran. And that had I run, I would have looked bad. But they were filmed. It did happen. But movies change so much and all that, that you just never know what's going to be correct. So like when you're in a room full of all these people and you realize like when you're in that room that like a lot of the people don't read spoilers. But if there are people, if the people who read spoilers are there, like they would go to that. They would camp out overnight to see that. And it would just be really crappy to be in a place and then have everything you've been working on for like a year be wrong. And then everyone to go, or every time you run into somebody go, better luck next time, dude. Or you misled me, you piece of junk, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, and there's people on Reddit who like will hear me make a joke and then remember the joke as being something I said seriously, or they didn't get the joke or whatever. And so like it's really kind of nerve wracking too, because like when there was stuff going down for Force Awakens, we had all of the code names. Like, for instance, Snoke's name was Uber. That was his code name for Force Awakens. And I would use Uber casually, but I'd always put it in quotations. Some people just didn't get that. And when it was announced it was Snoke, there were like threads on Reddit, like just berating me for being so inaccurate. And it's like, dude, I said it was a code. I laid it out as a code, you know?
Let's get honest, Jason. No more secrets.
No more secrets. I'm not Amanda, dude. I'll tell you what you need to know. No more secrets.
All right. In all the let's go with the Last Jedi stuff that's been revealed.
Okay.
What have you gotten wrong?
What did I get wrong so far? Jeez, man. I don't know if I've got anything wrong as much as like missing stuff. No. Like, what's her name?
Jason Ward.
Okay. Like, here's where I'm wrong. I said her name was Admiral Holdo. Her name is Vice Admiral Holdo. It was little things that fell off. I didn't know Rose's last name was Chico.
That's because you're such a feminist that you couldn't imagine that she wouldn't be promoted to full admiral.
Right. I was like, what? This is absurd. I'm erasing this and hoping that Lucasfilm makes the right choice when the movie comes out. But when you really get down to it, they haven't like put a lot out. I think the thing, not even regardless of that, I think that, you know, there's these guys I've talked about called the Elite Praetorian Guards, mm-hmm. that are going to be coming, and they're like Snoke's like Royal Guards, like the equivalent of the Imperial Royal Guard for Snoke. And I had a report about some Knights of Ren in the movie, and I kind of think that the Knights of Ren aren't in the movie now, and it's somewhere linked to these Praetorian Guards. I think that's my big error so far.
Do you have any information, Jason, on Supreme Leader Snoke's, like his pilots, people that fly him around?
Like his pilots?
Hmm.
No, I haven't even thought of that.
Okay, so you've got no information on the Uber drivers.
On the Ubers, no, I don't know about the Uber. You know, it was weird because like Uber wasn't huge when at that time. And so Uber was like, I remember like writing a story about something from Force Awakens and somebody at Lucasfilm talking about Uber. And this is when I was in San Francisco. And they're like, yeah, you should definitely try it. So I was like, oh, cool. and then as time went on, I was like, yeah, I can't not help but think that they named them after a car company now.
Hmm. Well, it was a big wind up to get to that that sweet little joke.
Yeah, no, I mean, if I really messed anything up, I think I'm suppressing it.
All right, what about The Force Awakens?
Force Awakens. It was stuff from early on when I was just getting tons of concept art, and I got this whole batch of concept art that showed Mark Hamill as Kylo Ren, young Mark Hamill as Kylo Ren, or younger Mark Hamill, I should say. And it made me think that Luke had become a bad guy, and that by the time we got to this era, Luke had fallen to the dark side, and it was actually like a lot had happened. And I was like, wow. And I ran that. And that was actually one of my first stories that blew up. So it was sort of a happy accident. Like, it wasn't right. Nobody really remembered it. And that's the whole thing, dude. When you get stuff wrong, for the most part, nobody really remembers. It's only like that's what's good for me and bad for me, is that I'll get all this stuff right and people don't really remember that much. And then I'll get something wrong and they don't remember at all. But then there's like these other people who get everything wrong. And then I still have to every day hear, is so-and-so's report correct? And it's just like, I don't know, probably not, you know? But that's like the weird nature of online memory, is memory only becomes into play when somebody wants to get at you. That's when they start trying to figure out like where you weren't as good as you could have been, and they want to attack you or do something weird. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, like, because I'm not reporting on super deep details, like, you know, here's where so-and-so dies, it's
oh my god, so-and-so dies,
yeah, Commander so-and-so, Vice Admiral so-and-so dies. Oh. And then that is when Holdo becomes full admiral by the end of the movie.
Sizzle, good sizzle there.
Oops, that was too big of a spoiler for this show.
Oh. Tell us about Grand Admiral Lift.
Yeah, Grand Admiral Lift. That was actually Plagueis. That was Plagueis' real identity before he died.
All righty. There we go.
Yeah.
I hope that.
Yeah. And then there's Chief Lieutenant Tinder, and he died of some weird disease that he caught. So expected.
I could see Ben Kenobi telling Luke to use the Tinder.
Use the Tinder, Luke. No one will ever approach you in a bar. Yeah.
Alrighty, man. Well, I've got to go pack. I'm going to.
Are you moving back to Australia?
No, I'm actually going to the Bahamas for a wedding.
Oh, nice.
So, which is a little bit. It's sort of. I'm looking forward to it, but it's bad timing because I've just got here and I'm trying to unpack. I'm trying to load up my Star Wars cabinet and I want to set up all my little figures. Nice.
And they're called figures, not figurines. We agree, right?
I don't care.
I do. I don't know. I just always hated back in the 90s when I went to antique stores to buy like, hey, you guys got any Star Wars figures, any Star Wars stuff? Oh, you want to buy the figurines? I'm like, these aren't precious moments, lady. This is Kenner vintage. Have some respect.
Yeah, I don't know. You can call them what, like dolls. I'm happy to have them called dolls.
I would rather them be called dolls. Action dolls.
Action dolls.
Action dolls. I think that's what they used to call G.I. Joes, to like not make them feminine in the 60s when everybody was afraid of them.
Yeah. It's yeah, no, I don't have any false hope that I'm gonna come off masculine or anything like that. I remember at Celebration, I don't think you were there, but we were at that bar, that sort of quiet bar.
Oh, that like lobby kind of bar?
Yeah. And I had a lollipop, I think. Oh, we were taking photos of the Snoke lollipops.
Okay.
And a guy from the 501st said to me, "Oh, you guys look like little children taking photos of your lollipops." And I'm just like, I said to him, and he said like man up or something. And I said,
wow.
I was like, ah, oh, you're confusing me with someone that gives shit about your opinion. But
I would have seductively sucked on it while I looked at him.
And I said, but it means a lot from someone that dresses up like a spaceman.
Yeah, good work, Astro Boy.
Like, we're going to call out people at a Star Wars convention. Oh, you're acting childish at the Star Wars convention.
Yeah.
That's pretty much why I'm here. That's the whole point of it. I certainly didn't come to look all worried and concerned like the grump sitting next to me.
I mean, just to give him the benefit of the doubt, he probably lost half of his body in sweat that day. He was probably severely dehydrated and about to die.
Sounds like he could do with some sugar.
Right.
Found in my sweet, sweet lollipop.
Wait, did you offer him one?
Yeah, I was offering them to everyone.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, maybe he didn't feel offered, and maybe you hurt his feelings.
He was in the gate.
He was. Just saying, I've seen you gatekeep. I've seen how you do it. I know how you are with candy. I know you like candy, and you get excited around candy. And I just want to put out there that I never got a Snoke lollipop. It didn't happen.
What?
I did not get one. I was not offered one, because you are a candy jerk. So I'm going to have to buy mine off of StillWars.com, apparently.
You can't buy them.
Oh, I thought you got it like when you bought something.
Oh, yeah. A gift with purchase.
Pre-purchase. Nice.
I'll bring some down next week, buddy.
No, it's okay. I don't want it now.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. No, actually, you gave a couple to Amanda, so I actually did get one.
See?
Yeah,
I've
she held it over my head. She wasn't cool about it, just so you know.
I've actually got some candies that I got in Mexico for us to eat on the show next week.
Oh, nice.
I
have something for us to eat on the show too, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be completely racist and insulting to you.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't. I'm for the last time, I'm not going to eat a boomerang, okay?
just to say, Australians love it, I hear.
I want you to come to Australia and I'll show you around, and like a kangaroo will just like hop past and I'll show you how we just pick them up and bite them and then just let them go so they can regrow.
Well, that's why you moved, right? I mean, it was just kind of, you guys were getting overwhelmed. You guys were losing the fight. the Kanga battle.
Tracy's down there trying to bite him now. I'd be a very scared kangaroo. Very scared. The Steel Wars podcast is listener supported, and through Patreon, just for a few dollars each month, you can help support the continued production of the podcast. And as thanks, you get a grip of bonus shows delivered securely to a podcast app of your choice. It takes seconds to paste your secure RSS feed into whatever podcast app you use, opening up over 250 Steel Wars episodes, including every full-length interview, regular Q&As, the Gonk and Steel Trash Compactor, Making Steel Wars, and comedy audio commentaries that you can play along with the films. All this and so much more at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And hey, may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.